Earlier Nathan mentioned how God knows us. He knows the hairs on our heads, whether there's little hairs or many hairs. And now we're going to look at how God created us and how God made us wonderful. So I don't know if you've ever taken time to look at one of your fingers and seen your fingerprints. The amazing thing is that every single person in this world has a different fingerprint. There's about 8 billion people in this world. And each and every person has a different fingerprint, different DNA. Even twins. We've got twins, hello. We've got twins in our, with us this morning, Isabel and Charlotte. And even twins are special and made unique. Nathan and I actually have twin nieces who are about 8 years old now. And it's funny seeing them grow up and how mostly strangers don't ever recognize them, you know, which one's which. And we just laugh because we know straight away. We actually make it a game. Who can tell who first? And they're not even identical. you know, the point is that even twins are unique. Isabel and Charlotte, God has made you guys unique. She's busy colouring in. That looks lovely. God has made each and every one of us unique. And with that passage today, the one that Kat read so well, it says, for you, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. We were all created by God individually. We were not mass-produced like or cloned like stormtroopers. We were actually handmade with God's very own hands. Therefore, nobody can be a mistake. Nobody. Nobody could possibly be an accident because each and every one of us are handmade by God who created this universe. He made us out of an abundance of his love. And he really, really, really wants to be in relationship with each and every one of us. So, okay, we've been created by God, but you know sometimes how shops and factories can have defective products, you know, things that get chucked in the bin that are wrong. Sometimes I think we can feel like this. If you feel like this, then listen to this next bit of our reading. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We were not just created, full stop. We were created wonderful by God because he is wonderful. Therefore, we are wonderful. Mike Pilavachi, who some of you might know from Soul Survivor, said, if you don't know who you are, then find out whose you are. God is truly amazing, as some of us, I'm sure, would testify. And because you are made in his image, you are amazing as well. So for those of you who are creative, whether you're musical, Avi, or you make games, Jan. or you do amazing drawings, Kat. Or whether you sew. I'm sure there's lots of people who knit and sew here. Angie's shaking her head. Sorry, Angie. You know, you are the author of your craft. Whether you make beautiful cards, Joe. You are the author of your craft, and therefore you care about what your end product is, right? So in this bit, when David says that we are fearfully made, it's just a beautiful picture of God creating his masterpiece with precise care, knitting us wonderful, with full attention, with his own hands. So just imagine God the God of this universe creating you and taking his time over you. The color of your hair, the numbers of hairs on your head, your quirky little personality traits, your laugh, your care for the environment, your sense of justice, everything, we're all different, but everything like that. God has made you wonderful. And David actually says, some of us might find this a bit like, really? David actually says he knows full well, that he is fearfully and wonderfully made. And you kind of wonder, is David being arrogant? No, I believe that David is putting his trust in God as his author and praising him for creating David and making him wonderful, like each and every one of us. David is chosen to determine his identity, who he is, and who God says he is, and who God is. So today can be a day of change for us. You might be believing lies about yourself, you know, which make you feel anxious or insecure or low about yourself. Or perhaps other people have said things about you which have hurt you and which have stuck on you. It might be that you're ugly or that you're not good enough or that you're better than your brother or sister, that you're not clever enough, that nobody loves you, that you don't belong, that you're a mistake, that you should be ashamed of yourself. Well, I'm here today on this Mother's Day to tell you that these are lies. Let today be the day where you say no to them through God's help. You see, in order for these lies to affect us, we have to actually believe them to some extent. And we just kind of ask, why do we do that? Why do we waste our life, our happiness, our peace, agreeing with these lies? Well, I think it's a lot got to do with it is that we don't actually know the truth about who we are, at least in our hearts. We don't know it. And we doubt as well, all of us do. And we say, really? Really me? Am I really created by God and wonderful? You don't know what goes on in my head. You don't know what people have said to me. You don't know how I feel. And I thought that actually my looks or my popularity or how fashionable I am or my qualifications or my job and my success, my likes on Instagram, I thought these things made me who I am. And I thought these things created me. Well, in my own life, I can admit that I have struggled with shame. Through the help of counseling and Jesus, I've realized that shame can stick on us like a chewing gum, you know? And it's just nasty. And sometimes when we go through difficult things, or sometimes when we do wrong things or other people wrong us, we can be left just ashamed. We can believe lies. We can be wounded. We can wear these things like a heavy rucksack on our shoulders. And that's why Jesus came. I can testify that Jesus has absolutely changed my life. He is real to me. He's absolutely just turned it from rubbish and stuck in pain and shame to alive. And Jesus came because he really was desperate to take on the stuff that we were carrying, our shame, our wrongdoings, this world's wrongdoings, our pain, all of that stuff that basically just kills us. He took it and he died on the cross because of all that stuff, because the Father so loved this world that he gave Jesus, his only son. And that scripture carries on, whoever believes in him will live and not perish. And the amazing thing is that Jesus, when he died, he didn't stay dead. He didn't stay in the grave. He rose again. He is alive right now. He took on that stuff. He buried it. But he is alive. And we're going to be rejoicing about that over Easter. And so anybody, he's inviting anybody to say yes to him, to turn away from that old stuff and to say yes to him with open arms of love. Yeah. So if that's you today, if you haven't said yes to Jesus, and you know that it's time to come into his arms, time to turn away from that old stuff and say yes to him, you have that chance today. There's no day like today. There is no day like today. So speak to either anybody from the front or prayer team at the end who will be around this area. Yeah, we'd love to pray with you. Okay, so I'm just going to end with this. When God created the universe, and we think about the amazing stars we see in the sky, the sun, the moon, when he created all of the galaxies and all of their amazing wonder, he said, they're very good, they're good. And then when he created you, he said, you're very good. He loves you, he made you, and he made you very, very wonderful. Okay, so I don't know how you guys are doing with your crafts. They're not finished. Sorry. Well, if you just like to pause for a minute, is that okay? Please. We're going to do something together to help us remember this. And I've called it, well, actually, I didn't call it. I stole it from somewhere. The shield of truth, right? So, kids, would you mind pausing and coming up to help me, please?